proclamation number 8586 dated the August 14th, 1963. What did Jesus' body consist of? I. Nothing is impossible to me, your God and Creator. Everything I want, happens, and what I want to create instantly appears in front of me as an accomplished thought. I have no limitations, neither concerning ideas nor executed actions, be they of spiritual or material substance. For basically everything is spiritual substance, regardless of whether you see physical or spiritual creations. But how this substance is natured can only be judged by me myself. Only I know whether it is spiritual substance which had once fallen away from me and had hardened into solid matter, or whether it is my directly emanated spiritual strength which took on a shape according to my will, for I can use any strength to change or form all kinds of works of creations. I can also give my directly emanated strength those characteristics which cling to the sinful spiritual being if it, in its final form as a human being, shelters a soul for the purpose of attaining perfection. A body created by me of non-sinful spiritual substances can, through my will, experience a state of weakness or incorporate characteristics which adhere to all other bodies if it serves a specific purpose. Everything is within my will and within my power. But through contact with the world, with matter, which is impure spiritual substance, everything of a pure, divine nature will always be influenced by the latter and experience problems. And since Jesus' act of salvation involved an extraordinarily important mission, impure adverse forces made a special effort to exert influence on the purely divine, Jesus' external form. For this divine spiritual emanation of strength, which his body has to be regarded as, did not take effect by destroying or preventing everything of an adverse nature. Instead, it was sufficient to render the same resistance, like any other external form should, by pacifying the encroaching spiritual substances and thus waging the same battle against all temptations. For as a human being, Jesus wanted to exemplify the kind of life which all fellow human beings should live in order to release themselves from the forces of darkness. However, the fact that Jesus' body consisted of earthly matter cannot be denied. Nevertheless, this earthly matter was a product of my love, wisdom and might. Its substance was not taken from a fallen spirit but my emanated strength which my will compressed into shape. Even so, the demands it imposed on Jesus were by no means less arduous, for as soon as strength from me comes to earth, hence, as soon as perfect spirit enters my adversary's realm, it will be besieged by unspiritual substances and all substances which clung to Jesus' soul and more or less took possession of the body were meant to be redeemed. Thus he had to fight so as not to succumb to them but without using his strength beyond human means, since he was meant to serve people as an example and, therefore, Jesus the man was not granted any privilege due to extraordinary strength. As a human he had to be like all other people, and even the fact that his body was a product of my strength did not give him any advantages in his striving for deification. It was nothing more than a shackle which continuously tormented his soul, because it was used to freedom in the brightest of light and had to take above in darkness. And this darkness also inundated the body, causing it much pain which was felt by the soul and yet it could not be spared for the body. For as a result of his love Jesus recognized all correlations and was resigned to his fate, which he exactly foresaw and through which alone he already endured indescribable pain. Nevertheless, complete deification could only be achieved by extraordinary suffering and an abundance of love. and the fact alone that a pure body without sin and dissolved from the kingdom of light had to reside in the realm of the Prince of Darkness contributed towards that, because they constantly had to defend themselves against him and his forces, which made every effort to tempt the body into becoming sinful in order to cause the downfall of Jesus, the human being, albeit he did not succeed. However, it was a hard fight, and yet, Jesus the man prevailed and thus provided all people with proof that through love they also acquire the strength in order to resist all temptations by the adversary. Besides, through his crucifixion he also acquired the grace of greater willpower for you humans, so that it is possible for all people to release themselves from the shackle of their prison warden, so that they will not be at the adversary's mercy but find help in Jesus Christ, in whom they can confide and who nevertheless understands them as human beings and will truly snatch them from the adversary's control if they appeal to him. For he knows how much he torments your body in order to prevent your soul from maturing. He is aware that the battle in earthly life is hard because the body still belongs to the adversary, who does not want to release it, but Jesus made the sacrifice on the cross for you so that you can become free. He redeemed you through his blood so that you will be released from all sin. Amen.